So, in announcing these indictments that came down yesterday, Attorney General for the state of Arizona, Chris Mays, had this to say.
Justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. The people of Arizona elected President Biden.
So those Republican electors are accused of conspiring with some people in the Trump camp at the national level. And then, as Mays says,
then voted for Mr. Trump and Vice President Pence on December 14th, 2020, falsely claiming to be the duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States from the state of Arizona. These defendants deceived the citizens of Arizona by falsely claiming that those votes were contingent only on a legal challenge that would change the outcome of the election.
But
none of the legal challenges filed in Arizona state and federal courts regarding the 2020 election were remotely successful.
All right. So those unnamed, actually, they are named, but their names are redacted on the indictment until they are officially served. Those names are some pretty famous names. Of course, Rudy Giuliani, his former mayor of New York, who then acted as Donald Trump's lawyer after the 2020 election. You've got Mark Meadows, White House chief of staff, who served under President Trump. And then the Arizona's electors that are accused of being fake electors are some pretty prominent people as well. The former chairperson of the Arizona Republican Party, Kelly Ward, her husband, Michael Ward, Jim Lehman, who ran for the United States Senate here in Arizona, a couple of state senators, Jake Hoffman of Queen Creek and Anthony Kern of Glendale, and then a man by the name of Tyler Bauer, who is an executive with an organization known as Turning Point USA. This started out as a Republican college organization, getting students excited about Republican causes, and really ended up becoming one of the most powerful Republican organizations out there, especially in endorsing Donald Trump. He also happens to be a committeeman for the Republican National Committee. By the way, we could be talking about years in prison for some of these people if they are actually found guilty of pretending to be the official electors from Arizona, stating that Donald Trump won Arizona's election when the election results showed that Joe Biden won it, albeit narrowly by only about 10,000 votes, and that they claimed that they were supposed to be the ones counted by Congress, because that's how it works, is Congress counts the electoral votes from each state, and those each state's assigned an equal number of people that represent that state in Congress. So for us, we have two U.S. senators. We have nine members of the U.S. House of Representatives. That equals 11 electors. But these ones are, well, we're being told, are fake electors, and they might need to go to jail for it. We'll have more on this story. It's our top story, as a matter of fact, throughout the morning here on Arizona's Morning News.